I'm your host for today, and so I am going to let our first prayer lady go forth. Sister Rachel, it's on you.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Such a joy to gather with you this morning and pray. I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to gather with the saints and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you. We worship you. Lord, we come before you with hearts open, hearts of praise and thanksgiving, Lord God, as we embark on a new quarter of the fiscal year. If you are in business or ministry or run anything administratively, you know the last quarter of the year started today. And also, we're in a new season. We're transitioning into a new season in our, in weather and creation. And the prayer topic I was given this morning is educational opportunities. And as I was leaning into it and praying, the Lord was highlighting these things to me, that we really are in the beginning of a new era. It's the closing of one and embarking upon a new. And we talk about the new things that God does and the new things that he's doing, and we hear those things. And I just really want to take the opportunity this morning and share a tiny testimony and then pray with you about educational opportunities, because they can come in many forms. Recently, for about the last year, I've been praying about how I'm going to become an ordained minister, pastor. And as I prayed into it, I've been so blessed by what Bishop's been ministering to us about, especially women raising up. And as I prayed into it, the Lord opened the door of opportunity for me, not only to become ordained, but also to get education with it. So by the end of the year, I'll have my bachelor's in chaplaincy. But the neat thing about it was that every place I was striving and searching and seeking, none of those doors opened. It wasn't until I went to the Lord and prayed and asked him to open the door of opportunity for me. He did it, and he did it in simplicity, and he graced it, and he favored it, and he provided the funding, the financial support for me to complete the school and to do what he called me to do, what he purposed me to do. So let's pray about educational opportunities. And in that, I learned that was an educational opportunity, that when God places a desire in your heart, he will open up the doors of opportunity for you to complete it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11, you said, you know the plans that you have for us. They are plans to prosper us, not to harm us, but plans to give us a hope and a future. So God, we know that in those plans you have also created, you have already mapped out the areas of opportunity. Heavenly Father, you also promised in your word that if we delight ourselves in you, meaning if we find ourselves in you, if we rest in you, if we seek you with our whole hearts, that you will give us the desires of our hearts, meaning you will download those desires into us and then create the opportunity, provision, favor, everything we need to fulfill it. Lord, it's my prayer this morning that as we come into alignment with you, as we come into alignment spiritually, physically, mentally, and socially, Lord God, that you create opportunities for us to grow in all of those areas, that you provide the teachers that we need, the rooms that we need, the instruction that we need. I pray that our living experiences every day would be educational opportunities. We're always learning. We're always growing. You created us, Heavenly Father, to continuously be evolving. And with evolving comes learning. God, I pray that you would prompt our hearts to seek opportunities to grow in all of those areas, that we would desire more education, that we would desire to learn, that we would desire to increase, Father God, so that we can make a greater impact. Ooh, hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit say, we should desire, pursue, increase, so we can make a greater impact. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise you that we sit under leadership, Lord God, that encourages us to grow, expand, learn, prosper, so that we can make a greater impact for your kingdom, so that we can advance your kingdom. God, I pray over every person who has a desire to go to school, to learn, to grow, to be more educated, Father God, that you would open up the doors of opportunity for them too. I pray, Lord Jesus, that my testimony is living proof that your experiences do not define you, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, by the leading and guiding of God's Spirit, with the favor of the Lord upon us, and with discipline and consistency, we can reach our goals. We can do the things God has called and purposed us to do. The Lord will do it himself for you. And I pray, Father God, that we would believe that and that we would move forward in faith. Father God, seeking out the opportunities that you have for us. You promised in your word that if we knock, the doors will be open. If we ask, it will be given. I pray for divine alignment, Holy Spirit, that you would align each and every person with their, Father God, favored opportunities to become who you created them to be and do what you purposed them to do. Lord Jesus, I pray over our schools, from our daycares, Father God, to our primary schools, to secondary education, and on in, Father God, to our college educations, our expanded educations. Lord, I pray over the teachers. I pray over order, Father God, and alignment in our education systems. Father God, that your will would come to pass in those places. You have dominion, sovereignty all over all areas of education, Lord God. And we know that there are corrupt systems, but I pray that that would not be a deterrent to us, that we would influence the systems instead of being affected by them or influenced by them. I pray, Father God, that you would plant us as sleeper cells, as secret agents in the education systems, Father God, that as we grow and expand in our educational opportunities, Father God, that we would enlighten, influence, impact, and affect all areas of education throughout our systems, that we, kingdom people, would set a new standard and a new standard of excellence in our systems, Father God, especially in our education systems. God, I pray over our teachers. Lord God, I pray that they would be led by your Holy Spirit, that they would be inspired by your Spirit as they help shape the minds of our future, Father God. I pray that they would have your plans and your purposes in the forefront, Father God, of their plans. My son is a teacher, Lord God. I know he sits with you weekly and asks for your input in his lesson plans as he teaches your children. I pray that all teachers, more teachers, would have the desire to do that, God. Lord Jesus, as you open up these doors of opportunities for us to learn and grow more, Father God, I pray that you would clear our minds, increase our capacity to receive more. Our bishop teaches us that education creates opportunity, Lord God. We need more opportunity to be more impactful kingdom advancers. So as you open up those doors of opportunity, Heavenly Father, also increase our capacity to receive, not only from the teachers and the pastors and apostles that you place us with, Father God, but also from you, that we would have divine wisdom, revelation, insight, and knowledge as we receive education, as we receive more opportunities, we would have an increased capacity in totality in our minds, in our bodies, and our spirits, Lord God, to receive. Make us good ground. God, if you're going to give us new seeds of education and opportunity, make us good ground. Water the soil of our souls, our minds, our will, and our emotions. So, Father God, that we can flourish with every new thing that you give us, every new opportunity you present us, every door that you open for us. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. We worship you, we honor you, and adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is your will for us to increase. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's your plans for us to prosper. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you created, you govern these systems in this world. We need not fear them. May we embrace the tools, the technology, and the opportunities, Father God, that you have created. We know that there is evil in this world, but we take heart, you have overcome this world. And money and education and opportunities, technology, we need not fear. I just discern that in the spirit. We need to embrace those opportunities and know that God works all things to our good, that those are neutral tools that we can use to influence and impact this world. And we thank you and praise you for that. God, may we have a new enlightenment. May our eyes and hearts and minds be open to new educational opportunities. May we see opportunities and take them, lay hold of them. God, give us a Joshua and Caleb anointing. Where others see giants in the land, we have a spirit of belief that we can take the land. We thank you and praise you, Holy Spirit, for a boldness that's rising up in your people. And in that boldness, we will maximize every opportunity as we've been instructed, as you've inspired, Father God, our bishop, to lead us into maximizing our potential. Much of that is done through learning. Give us a desire and a heart to learn more, Lord Jesus. Give us a desire and a heart to learn more. Break us out of our routine, Lord God. Break us out of the mundane and the monotony, Lord Jesus. Break it up. Spark a fire in each person, Father God, here on this prayer line this morning, everyone connected to us, to this ministry, Lord God, and in your people. May your bride be bold. May we rise up. May we learn more. May we do more. May we impact more, Father God. And give us what we need to do it. Make us sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Make us sensitive and attentive to the opportunities that you are placing before us. Forgive us, Father God, where we have fallen short and squandered opportunity. Redeem it. You are the God of second chances. Some of us dropped out of school. Some of us quit. Some of us pushed away opportunity. Some of us abandoned programs and systems that you gave us. Some of us have not been able to fulfill our purpose or plans or destiny because we didn't learn the necessary systems or tools that we needed. Forgive us. Redeem it and restore it. Give it back to us, God. Make us people that you can trust to hold all of the opportunities, especially the educational ones that you give us. May your people shine bright. May we be wise. May we be learned. May we be disciplined. May we be fruitful in every area that you've given us. You've given us bright, amazing minds, God. Help us to take every opportunity, every educational opportunity, to cultivate them. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you, exhort you to seek out educational opportunities. We have a computer in our hand every day. You can interact with it and learn anything you need to. And ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all truth and righteousness in all things. And learn and grow. May we learn, grow, and flourish in Jesus' name. And at this time, I pass the prayer line back to our host. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rachel. Educational opportunities. We give God praise for just the ability to even be educated. Hallelujah. Thank you for your testimony, Sister Rachel. Thank you for your prayer. We praise God. I'm not going to hold you all. I'm going to turn the next prayer over to our next prayer lead, which is, I saw him on, which is Sister Pat. Sister Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to do a little testimony, too, before I start. My topic is, you're not forgotten. And when I look back over my life, and we do things when we're not in Christ, don't know, haven't come into God, we let our lives be sometimes messed up. And mine was, I wasn't on drugs or anything like that, but I was like depressed and oppressed and confused on different things and didn't know. Could never figure out what was I always wondering what was I supposed to do and couldn't seem to get anything going like I thought I should be doing. And until I came in to, and I was like, say, always oppressed, always confused, and someone would ask me something, and I would could know what they asked of me, but I would still say something real crazy, like they wasn't even near to what the question was. Until I came into the knowledge of God, came into God, that I, God so put my life on track, coming to know who I am and what I am and what God called me to do. And I got this job, and what really helped me to get on track was at this one place I work, they gave me this job to do. And I was doing the job, and the manager, he began to act real different. And I would do the job, and he would take the things that I was doing and tell me my job and tell me to go do something else without doing my job, and still had to do my job. And I was the only one to do my job. Until I started doing that, that is what brought me. At first, I was like, are we working for the same company? Because he would always be doing something to throw me, get me, tell me to do something to throw me off of my job. And I had parts to get and a quota to make, and it was only me. But that is what, and I was like, we're not working for the same people. We can't be. But that job is what helped me to get to where I was supposed to be, that brought me into myself and being into God, that I could be able to identify and work and get the job done. But before then, I was completely off track with everything. But doing that job brought me out of oppression, depression, and you can't do this and do that. But that delivered me from oppression, depression, low self-esteem, all of that. And then I began to thank God for him. But before, I was really upset with him because the way he was doing things. But I thank God for him now, and it delivered me. And we don't know how God gonna do or use to get us to be on the right track. And we just have to work what is part of into us and be delivered from ever what's going on in us. But I thank God for delivering me from oppression, depression, dysfunction, low self-esteem, forgotten, not knowing where I'm supposed to be or whatever, but it delivered me. Thank God for Jesus. Unto us a son was born. Unto us a son was given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank God for Jesus. See, we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. And we seek ye first, Lord, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else is added on unto us. We pray, God, Lord, let your word, Lord, go come forth in us with power and demonstration, bringing healing, deliverance to the body, mind, soul, and spirit. Thank God for Jesus. Any man that's in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank God for Jesus. He put our former life away from us. As far as the east is from the west. And is no longer remembered. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And we press, Lord, towards the mark in the high calling of Jesus Christ. He is our healer, our deliverer. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual gifts from on high by Christ Jesus. And we sit, Lord, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power and might and dominion, Lord. And we take, Lord, our rightful place in you, Almighty God. And bind up, Lord, every spirit contrary to the word of the Lord God. We bind it up in Jesus' name. And we look to the hills, Lord. Where cometh our help? That all our help cometh from the Lord thy God, that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray, God, let the power of God and the anointing of God break every yoke, every burden, sickness and disease and strongholds from out of our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that we are not ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. For greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord. And greater works shall we do. Thank God for the blood that washes all our sins away. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And Lord, we're gonna go back, Lord, to Adam and Eve, Lord, and we cut off, Lord, every evil root, Lord, from our bloodline on both sides. Or we pluck it up from the root, Lord. Lord, let it be as the day of Pentecost, as the day of resurrection. And we cut it off from the root. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord, for delivering us, Lord. Delivering our soul in peace, Lord. Against the battle that against us, Father God. For the battle yields the Lord. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord. Lord, let the anointing, God, let the anointing break every yoke, God. Let us, Lord, be able to get the job done, God, above and beyond all our gifts and talents, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray, God, let the word, God, come alive in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our salvation. Lord, let us keep our eyes on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall have everlasting life. Thank God for Jesus. And there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We pray, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Thank God for Jesus. And ever since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Thank God for Jesus. We pray, Lord. Lord, let your word, God, come alive in us, Lord. And we, Lord, pray, God, let us do the will of the Lord God in our life, Lord. Lord, let us pray, Lord, with power and demonstration, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, let us pray, God, with authority, God, to cast out all demons, to cure all diseases, and the kingdom of God is preached. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is, I am, everywhere you need. He's more than enough. He's more than a hold against us. We are not forgotten. Lord, let us remember the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. That is not in vain, God. Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, that he who knew no sin became a sin offering for us, not only for us, but for the whole world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being our deliverer, our healer. Thank God for the blood, that washes away all our sin. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus' triumph victory on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to the prayer host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat, for that prayer. Hallelujah. We are not forgotten. God has not forgotten you. It may feel like it. It may even look like it. But God has not forgotten you. The scripture says in Deuteronomy, and the Lord, he that doeth good before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Hallelujah. God will come to your aid. He is always there. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Sister Pat, Sister Rachel, for those prayers this morning. We give God praise for you. People of God, make sure you go to our website, which is ekcministries.org. And as you go there, there's a lot of information on there. You could put your GPS guiding people to salvation. You may be afraid to lead prayer. You may be afraid to just give your testimony. But in the privacy of your own home, you can record or audio your testimony and put it right there on our website. And we will make sure everyone hears your testimony because it'll strengthen somebody. It'll help some. It'll lead somebody to Christ. It'll lead somebody to salvation. So make sure you go to our website. Again, that is ekcministries.org. We are looking for prayer leads. If you're in the, if your heart is just pricked or you just want to lead prayer or host this prayer call, make sure you call our office at 216-475-6327. Again, call the office so you can lead prayer. All right? If you can only do 5 minutes, just let us know. We'll make sure we'll pair you up with someone, okay? And then as you're leading prayer, share the prayer information with your family and friends. Share it with your loved ones. Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst, and we want to pray for you and your family, all right? Our Believer's Declaration says, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. We are mature believers, and we serve his purpose. Now, we minister on a daily basis. Bishop ministers on a daily basis. So we're being discipled through daily ministry, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, at 7 p.m. Every day, we can get the word of God and strengthen our walk with the Lord. All right? And don't forget, where you sow, you reap. So I'm encouraging you all to sow a seed right here into this ministry so you can reap and harvest. It may not be a financial harvest. It may be a family harvest. It may whatever type of harvest. So I'm asking you all to sow right here. This is good ground. And you can sow at our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website, again, ekcministries.org. All right, I'm going to move out the way. Sister Cynthia, you ready? It's your turn.
All right, praise God. This is Sister Cynthia, and I know that today is Wanna Do It Wednesday. I just have a short testimony. Me and the twins just celebrated our birthday Sunday, and so the twins was prophesied to me 4 years before I even had them. So I knew I was having a boy and a girl when the doctor said, you having twins. So my testimony today is about Benjamin. And so I had named her Deborah and him David. But when I got home, I kept calling him Benjamin. So I said to my husband, what did we name the baby? He said, you named him David. I said, the Lord said, not so. Get back to the hospital, change his name to Benjamin. Well, all of y'all that haven't met Benjamin, he was born legally blind. So when I took him to the doctor at 3 months to Cleveland Clinic, and I was sitting out on the bench, and I said, Lord, I don't know how to raise a blind child. I never had a blind child. And the Lord said to me, this blindness is not unto blindness, but that the gift of God might be made manifested in him. So when the doctor came out, he said, Mother, he said, there's nothing we can do for Benjamin. He said, the only one that can help Benjamin is God. He said, take your baby home and love him and give him all the love you can give him. But it's nothing we can do. And I walked away that day saying, Lord, I thank you, because he said it's nothing they can do. And the only person that can help God, help him, is you, Lord. And I thank God that I raised Benjamin to see no blindness. And today Benjamin lives in New Mexico and he takes care of himself. God has blessed him all his life. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful this morning that the woman of God in that tent all those years ago gave a word from God that he's going to bless you with twins. So my word today is generational cycles. Generational cycles refer to a pattern of behaviors, beliefs, and circumstances that are passed down from one generation to the next, which can include positive or negative traits, family dynamics, and even social economic conditions. These repeating cycles often refers to generational circles or generational patterns can influence individuals physically, emotionally, and relationally, as they are transmitted through family histories, culture, influence, learned behaviors, and sometimes even traumatic events. The concept of a generational curse is a specific type of negative, a generational pattern often rooted in religion, belief, or family baggage. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor just for who you are, God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that we don't have to allow the generational circle to continue and continue and continue, Lord. And so I know, God, that in families, Lord, and even in our families, God, there's things that took place that just kept going around in a circle, Lord. But we have an opportunity as born-again believers to come against those generational curses that try to destroy us, God, to try to control our lives, God. But because of you, Lord, you showed us sometime a better way, that we didn't have to stay in that cycle of alcoholism. We didn't have to stay in that cycle of poorness. We didn't have to stay in that cycle of abuse. We didn't have to stay there, God, in carrying baggage and attitudes and unforgiveness in our heart, God. But you are God that came and changed us and showed us a better way. Show us, God, that you are love and that you care about everything in our lives, no matter what it is that's going on in our lives, God. Sometimes you will send a word, God, and the word will be just for us, Lord, because we know where we are in you. Even when nobody else knows, God, you know where we are in you, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we don't have to make excuses no more. We don't have to say no more, God, that I'm just like this. I was born like this. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to walk around in hate. I'm not going to never forgive. But you came and delivered and set us free. You came, God, and you died on the cross that we didn't have to stay in that cycle, God. You came to show us a better way. You said, God, that greater is he that's on the inside of us than he is in the world. So we don't have to walk in hate. We don't have to walk in unforgiveness. Because you said when we bring our gift to the altar, if we have all against our sisters and our brothers to go
and ask for forgiveness. And sometimes, God, we be standing like, well, Lord, they really need to forgive me because we ain't do nothing to them. They did something to us. But we sometimes got to be the better person, and we have to go, and we have to ask, if I done anything to hurt you, ask that you forgive me, because sometimes that be the hardest thing to do. So, God, I thank you that we can ask for forgiveness, because we ask you to forgive us of our sins and our wrongdoing and everything we said and everything we done against you. That was not right. We ask, God, that you will forgive us. So we want to be forgiven, but we have to forgive others. And so, God, on today, we thank you and we praise you for getting to know who you are, because everybody don't know. And so, God, you said where two or three was gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So on today, God, we thank you for being in our midst. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. God, on today, we thank you for a sound mind. And so, God, we cast down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And in heaven, in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when all obedience is fulfilled. And so, God, we thank you that we in right standing with you, God. We thank you, God, that we can call on you at any time, and you're the only God that answers according to your word. And God, you said, give me back my word, and will I not honor my word? So, God, we're praying on today that you will honor your word in our lives, because you said it by your stripes we already healed. You said every sickness and disease was nailed upon the cross. You said, God, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You said to speak to the mountains, and they have to move out of our way. You said we could call those things as not as though they already were. You said it, God. So, God, we thankful and we grateful for what you said and what you're doing. And so, God, on today, I thank you, God, for the testimonies, God. I thank you, God, for the things that you have done in our lives and the things that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you, God, for allowing me another year. I thank you, God. Grateful and thankful, because it's only because of you that I live today. Because your word came, God, and gave us another chance. Your word came and delivered us and set us free out of bondage, because we was in bondage and didn't even know. Thank you, God, for a renewed mind that we can call out to you, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We're no longer a slave to fear, because you came and delivered us and set us free. So, God, I stand in the wilderness on this morning, and I cry out for everyone that's on the line, that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory, whatever the need might be on today. God, that you would answer prayers that's already sent up before you, God. That you would answer prayers on today. And so, God, I pray, God, that we would have a blessed day. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless everyone on this line. I pray that you'll continue to guide and direct Bishop and Sister Lenore in the right direction. And so we are forever grateful and thankful. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we call it done by faith. We seal it under the blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saint.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that prayer on generational cycles. Hallelujah. Thank God that they're being broken. We praise God for your testimony. We give God praise. Yeah, today is Won't He Do It Wednesday.
If you all have a testimony, hit star 5 real quick. Hit star 5 so we can do Won't He Do It Wednesday. He will do it for you. Whatever situation, when your back is up against the wall, He will do it for you. Whatever it may whatever you may need, all you have to do is ask, and He will do it for you. Hit star 5. Again, that's star 5, so you can give your testimony of the goodness of Christ and the love of Jesus Christ, how He showed you grace, how He forgave you, how He gave you mercy. Hallelujah. We give God praise. I'm going to wait for you all to hit the star 5 because I'm just now asking for it, so I apologize. Don't forget, we're looking for prayer leads. We're looking for prayer leads. If you want to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, make sure you call our office at 216-475-6327. If you have my personal number, you can go on and call it as well. But we're looking for prayer leads. All the prayer leads and prayer hosts, check your email. The October schedule is in there. Again, all prayer leads and prayer hosts, check your email. The schedule is in there for October. But this is Won't He Do It Wednesday. Hallelujah. He will do it for you. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's holy. He's kind. He's lovely. He's awesome. Thank you, God. My turn to pray. And I am going to pray. I don't have a topic. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you that this is Won't He Do It Wednesday. We thank you that you look out for us. We thank you that even during these trying times, God, with the government being shut down, God, we trust you, God. We don't trust in our government. We trust you. We know that everything is going to be all right. We thank you, God, for protecting us and watching over us. God, we thank you that your love overshadows us, God. We feel your love. We feel your power. We feel your grace. We know that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God, we know you that you're Jehovah Nisi, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, we lift you up on this morning, God. God, you are our Father. You are our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, you are the great I am, God. God, we are in awe of you, God. God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. You are our majesty, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. God, we thank you that, hallelujah, your love just overshadows and protects, God. God, we decree and declare that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, God. You are ruler over all creations, God. God, we thank you and we exalt you above every name, every power, God. God, we thank you. We decree and declare that, hallelujah, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We speak blessings over your people, God. God, we speak favor, God. God, we put down the hustle and the bustle of life, God. God, but we thank you, God. Again, we say no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, God. God, we thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. God, we thank you, God, for sustaining us through the storms, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Hallelujah, for lifting up a standard against the enemy, God. God,
We thank you and praise you for healing our bodies, God. God, we bind up the spirit of infirmity and pain and weakness, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that your healing power is flowing from the crown of our head to the tip of our toes, God. God, we speak to every organ, every tissue, every cell, God, in our bodies, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you heal and restore and renew, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, just for your healing power, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for your mercy and your grace, God. God, you are a wonderful God, and we thank you that your wonder extends to us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you are a miracle worker, God, and your miracles extend to us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you are mind regulator, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would regulate minds, God. Give us confidence in you, God. God, we thank you. Like Sister Cynthia said, her son was blind, God, but you made a way out of no way, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. For your healing and your sustaining power, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for being a miracle worker, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for your word coming to pass over our lives, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for every prayer request that's on this line, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we put our requests at your feet now, God. We lay our prayer requests on the altar, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you'll consume our offering, God. You'll consume our requests, God, that you'll honor our requests, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Some people have unspoken requests, God, things that they just thought about that's been on their mind for a while, God. God, but we thank you and we praise you, God, that you're going to bring it to life and bring it to light, God. And, God, you're going to heal and deliver and set free and change hearts, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for being a provider, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for being there with us, God. God, just being speaking to our hearts, speaking to our spirit, God, just assuring us everything is going to be all right, God. God, we put our trust in you. We put our total trust in you, God. God, we trust in you with all of our heart, and we don't lean to our own understanding, God, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, God, and we ask that you direct our path, God. We will follow you, God. God, we will follow you, God. Follow hard after you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your spirit and your anointing, God, would overtake us and overshadow us, God, that we would be bold soldiers for you, God, that we would speak of your goodness and of your mercy, God, and of your saving grace, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that the spirit of fear has no domain in us, God. God, we go forth with boldness, God. God, we go forth with power, God. We go forth with understanding, God. God, we lay hands on the sick, God, and they shall recover, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would use us as a vessel in this kingdom, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that as you use us, God, your anointing, you would get the glory, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we ask for spiritual breakthroughs, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that as we go forth, God, the Spirit of God would overtake and overshadow, God. Somebody would cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? God, we break the chains that are binding your people now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, no more holding back, God. God, no more
being on reserve, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we will go forth in power and wonder, God. God, you said that by your stripes we're healed, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. God, we thank you for your grace and your love, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, for all those that's experiencing financial difficulties, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, hallelujah, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that we'll be obedient to you, God, with our finances, God. Some people are just, hallelujah, experiencing, hallelujah, difficulties because they're disobedient, God, or they have not forgiven, God. God, but we ask in Jesus' name that you would wash us and cleanse us and purify us, God. Make us whole before you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that whatever difficulties we're going through, God, God, we turn from our wicked ways and we ask that you move us up in the crowd, God. Move us up on the stack, God. Move us up in the line, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. Use this prayer line for your glory, God. Use it as ministry unto you, God. God, let your anointing rest on this line, God. Let somebody come to this line and get exactly what they need, God, because we understand, God, that you are working on our behalf, God. God, today is Won't He Do It Wednesday, God. God, if you did it for one, you'll do it for all, God. And God, we trust you, God. God, we thank you that you're, hallelujah, in the midst of the crowd, God. Hallelujah, laying hands and working miracles, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you're using us, God, as a tool in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, again, it's Won't He Do It Wednesday. Bishop Clark will be live on our Daily Bread at 9 o'clock. Make sure you go to YouTube and get the Word of God because we're discipled through daily ministry. And so let's get our word for today. Let's get our strength for today. Let's get our salve for today. Hallelujah. We're discipled through daily ministry. We're ministering from our location, and we are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. All right, people of God, I'm going to unmute the line.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bless you, dear Lord. Bless us, dear Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, dear Lord. Bless
you,
dear Lord.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, people of God, go to our YouTube channel. Bishop Clark is live. And also, check your emails, all prayer leads and prayer holes. Check them for your schedule. All right, blessings. God bless you. Have a lovely, lovely day.
God bless you. You too, Pastor Lenore. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You all have a lovely, lovely day.
You too, Pastor Lenore.
Bye.
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 Amen.